Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
People, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I'm your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
I'm a godfather crafter,
Cody. And here we are, Cody. We started off now. This is bar month.
Yes, bar month.
Yeah, bar month. I'm going to call it bar review month, whatever, because...
Bar slash brewery month.
Yeah, because basically what it is every week we're going to be doing our usual weeks, like we normally do. We're just going to be doing it at bars.
Yeah, you know, March, this is one of the rare few months when it has those five... Five weekends, so it's five Mondays rather.
Yeah, so not only that, too, it is March Madness, so why not be Last Drop Madness?
Last Drop Madness?
Yeah. Last Drop Madness.
The Last Madness.
Yeah, the Last Madness, whatever, which was me last Sunday. that happened too, yeah. Like bringing up old shit, Cody. $700, who cares?
Right. $700.
Yeah.
No big deal at all. $700, I can pick that back. Fucking day.
Yeah, I can easily make that. Yeah. So here we are in Brea, California, little Orange County here, and we're at McAllen's Public House.
Public House.
Yeah, so we're spending Whiskey Week here at McAllen's here, and I gotta tell you, when you walk in, the atmosphere is fucking amazing. It's got that Irish pub feel, and yet I don't see a single Irish drink on the goddamn menu.
Notice right when you walk in, they start flexing immediately.
I'm not gonna lie, as soon as I walked in, I was watching something else.
Oh, well. Other than the Homo sapiens flexion, if you will.
The mansplaining.
Yeah, yes. We're talking, I was referring to the...
That was just our waitress, everyone. But yeah. But yeah, the flexing that was going on.
Yeah, they had all the quality bottles up there of whiskey.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm still in that Homo sapiens flexion.
She's incredibly dubious.
Well rounded, if you
know. Oh boy.
Yeah.
Man, she's got sausage fest table too. It's like
all vying for it.
Oh no, there's one chick, there's one chick and four dudes, yeah. So two chicks, four dudes. I gotta run a train later. Anyway, though, yeah, so like Cody said, she was flexing, and then like I was about to say, the bottles that they had here, they're flexing.
Yes, if you pay attention to Instagram, you'll see that.
Yeah, because the first thing we see in is our bottle that we made famous.
That's right.
Of the Last Drop.
Last Drop. We walk in, boom, right there.
Yeah, and we just like show some respect.
So obviously, it's destiny that we come here.
Yeah, show some respect and love to that. You know, put some respect on the name.
Greatest podcast on the planet.
That's right. We're the only podcast that have our own drink.
That's right. We are the only podcast.
Yeah. We have our own bottle. We have our own.
Yes, I think it's probably like the most expensive whiskey in the world.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it is, whatever. Yeah. And one of the oldest too. Yeah. So yeah, therefore, yeah, we're internationally known.
That's right.
Yeah. So call us Mr. Worldwide.
Worldwide. Sure.
Pitbull's listening somewhere going like, I'm suing the fuck out that motherfucker. He's like, or I'm teaming up with them. Yeah,
you're probably mad he didn't get to that on that Super Bowl action in Miami. It's bad.
Yeah. So
I always miss it.
It's somebody's birthday, and they're walking in right now, and they're about to have a little birthday. Oh, hey, how's it going? Anyway, though, this what was your first immediate reaction when you see this place, Cody?
Very nice. I love the decor.
On the outside, you just said, oh, JB brought me some shitty-ass Irish pub. We could have did this.
I wasn't
saying
that.
I'm just saying, you probably like, we could have did this shit anyway. Made me drive all the way out here for this shit. Oh, fuck, whatever.
Yeah.
And then I said, turn around. Look. He was just like, oh, it's working.
Oh, very nice inside. Very Irish inspired.
Yeah.
This is about four.
Even though the menu don't really look Irish inspired.
No, it's more general, you know, I guess, common food care.
Other things right now, that whole stuff right here is bourbon.
Yeah.
All that is bourbon. You get on that side. All that is bourbon. So you get on that side, that bottom shelf and that top shelf in the corner is stock.
So, that guy looks right.
Yeah, there's a huge variety here and stuff. I don't see Irish whiskey.
I think it's probably mostly bourbon for it.
Yeah, I'm trying to look. Unless Irish is like buried under the counter over there,
Yeah, actually, I haven't really got to look at their tap to see the beer tap.
Oh, I looked at it. Yeah,
that's
right. It's right here on the menu, right here.
Okay.
Yeah,
it looks solid.
It looks solid, yeah. They got some sour beers here, too.
I just fuck with the beer today because whiskey beer, so I'm like, okay.
Exactly. How dare you cheat on me?
Yes.
How dare you cheat on me?
I'll play by the rules this week.
I was just like, oh, how could you, Cody?
Yeah.
I even hit him. I said, oh.
What are we?
I said, oh, so we're drinking beer and whiskey? Yeah. I said, you cheating bastard, you. I started getting drunk. I got over dramatic when I was like, well, next week I'm just going to drink a whiskey then. How about that?
I'll drink beer right after this podcast.
Oh, my God. I was like, oh, traitor.
Chris, stop.
Treacherous bitch. I was like, oh, cheating on me, whatever. And, you know, something caught my eye and said, fuck you, Cody. Yeah. But, the first thing you notice, too, is not in the liquor store or whatever, stuff like that, whatever. But
it's nonstop.
Yeah.
Everybody's been in OC apparently these last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It's nonsense.
Yeah.
It's just so like, like a black exorcist.
Yeah, look at grandma over there. I'm like, oh, look. I got shot with that one.
I'm sure
like,
you do.
She's like my height and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, look. Like you need a walker to walk.
I love you. Love their ass. I'm like, get the fuck away from me. That'd be hilarious.
He's like, I already had black schlong.
In my day, no more.
In my day, black schlong was already naked and chained.
Damn.
I don't know about your freedom.
Like, oh, okay.
Well, let me tell you about your freedom. You about to get paused right now. Dude, just lube her up in mayonnaise. That'd be great, dude.
Come on. No, don't do that.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Okay, you can do it. Just don't tell me.
I'm just recording for you. I'm going to send it to you like at 1 a.m. after you leave El Segundo Brewery.
Oh, Jesus.
It's like right after you leave El Segundo Brewery. And we got like a little buzz or whatever and stuff. And you'd be like, oh, what are you saying? Something about the show or whatever?
I saw them real quick.
Hey, JD, I can't drive, and I can't remember my password for Uber or whatever. You think you got something to wake me up? Oh, yeah, here.
Pour more mayonnaise on my breast.
Anyway, though, people, we ate. We both got fish and chips.
Right.
We noticed something about the menu.
Wow, the fish chips were delicious.
Yes.
What we did notice about the menu.
Yes.
$2 more for the brunch session than it is for the lunch session.
On certain items,
makes
too.
No sense at all to me.
So the brunch has the same items as the lunch menu.
Yeah.
And you can't order anything off except for brunch.
The only thing that's less than the brunch menu, which makes no sense, again, it's Irish coffee. $9 compared to $11.
We do have oysters for $1, which I've seen everyone get that. Right. Which why wouldn't you want to get that? If you're in a big ass group, you're like, yeah, just go ahead and eat this shit or whatever. Shut the fuck up, man. So they have that, but yeah. So like the burger, actually no, it's not. The burger was $16, and on the lunch menu it's only $10.
Yeah.
But I was like, that's a whole $6 difference, right?
Yeah, that's it. The fish and chips, $18 for brunch, $16 for lunch.
$15 for lunch. Yeah. So it's like,
and like we were saying, we'd be able to justify the price for two pieces of fish and pudding.
And don't get me wrong, although it was delicious and fulfilling,
absolutely,
I don't want to see them kind of fight scripts.
Like, I got one of my favorite fish and chip joints is Lucky Ball Wings.
Yeah,
that's deep.
Mm-hmm.
You get fries and peas and all that, and two big ass pieces of fish.
Yeah,
and it's just as good.
I can go to King's Fish House, do the same thing.
And that's
thing.
Like $15, I think.
Yeah, and maybe I wouldn't have had so much a problem with it if I didn't look on the next page and see that. Like,
yeah,
oh.
And they said they were only serving brunch too, so just give me a brunch.
Yeah. Just give me a brunch menu. Don't give me a big ass menu then or whatever. Let me tell you this right now. You look at shit like that and you go like, what do you mean to tell me I should just leave and come back?
Yeah, they don't start serving brunch until like 3 p.m. I'm sorry, lunch until like 3 p.m.?
Yeah.
2:30, something like that?
Yeah, so brunch is all the way from now to all the way to 3 o'clock or whatever. Shit. And it's like, you can only order brunch food or whatever. And it's like, which is fine. I love me some brunch, get me wrong, whatever. But once again, don't show me that other menu then. Especially when it's like a big $6 difference or something. And it's just like, what? Yeah, and that makes sense. It was a little.
Yeah, like I said, if they give us a little more bang for our buck, I'll be cool.
Yeah.
But that's not the case. At least for the fish chips.
No, and I don't know, pushing $20, I was like, eh, that's the one thing I'll probably get if I get it from the negatives of the place, whatever, is the prices are a little extreme, to say the least, in some things.
Yeah.
Actually, on a lot of things, to be honest with you. But on some things, you can find just a thing, and although, for a big whiskey guy like myself, I just don't give a fuck about them things. So, I can get that shit at Bond. Why would I want to?
Hey.
Yeah, you can run with a cast on that.
That's easy for me. Old JP in the handicap.
I love, gentlemen, ladies, if you're out there, get yourself a handicap class or whatever. So, okay, there it is right now. They are not destined to tell you no. You ask them out, they gotta say yes. I mean, they just got it, right? I mean, they can't tell you no and be like, oh, like, hell no. And they'd be like, but I got walking legs. Like,
in my arm.
Yeah, in my arm, I can grab stuff that you can't. Like, I can hand you the salt shaker. Like, you know, you can't do that. You gotta wobble that hand over and do that or whatever stuff. So, yeah, I'm very helpful and resourceful, too. Oh, like Anna Kendrick, D-level version of it. Hey, I'm taking photos of my old lady right there, man. That's fine. But anyway, though, So what we did was we ordered our food and we had our first drink. We both ordered flights. I said, that's the best way to go because flights are like the most reasonable. Well, I won't say most reasonable, but like...
Best bang for your buck.
Best bang for your buck, definitely, whatever. Because like you spend $30 and get four drinks, so it's like, that's a deal, man, or whatever. Right. Stuff. So yeah, so go with that then. So I told Cody to get a flight. I got a flight. Whiskey Week here. I got the Rising Sun, which is all Japanese whiskey, which consists of Suntory Toki, Mika Coffee Malt, the Hibiki Limited Edition, and the St. George Baller. And Cody's got the Old Kentucky, which was the Basil Hayden, Maker's Mark, Knob Creek, and Booker's. We've already had...
I got the Maker's Mark out the way.
Yeah, so he's knocked his Maker's Mark out the way. And I knocked my Toki out the way because I was like, that's cocktail maker. Go ahead and get that out the way. I ain't doing my meal or whatever. Had a nice little kick to it, though. I haven't had it straight in a while, but I was like, it's fine, whatever, you know.
Maker's Mark is fun.
Yeah, so... Nothing to get excited about or anything like that. Not like...
Now it's a kitchen.
Now on to the real shit there. So let's go ahead and start opening up here, Cody, with let's go ahead and hit them noses, man. What are you sniffing right now?
Basil Hayden.
And me? I got Nika Coffee Malt. Oh shit. Oh man, get them oak flavors in this right here.
I get a lot of woodiness, airy.
Yeah. Oaky. Obviously in the Maker's Mark, yeah, definitely.
No, this is the
Basil Hayden. Oh, and Basil Hayden, sorry, whatever, yeah. I'm assuming that's probably just Basil Hayden Dark.
Fuck about him.
Yeah, because I'm assuming since it was like the first one on your list here, I was just like, okay, yeah. So.
Yeah, that's pretty what I get. A lot of woody, oaky, tannin.
Obviously, you get the oak flavors, the hints of caramel. It's got that single malt flavor rinse to it. You know, that's a cute baby. That other baby earlier was ugly as fuck, but.
Like a garbage bag kid.
Yeah. Oh, without a doubt. One of the Goonies that was left in the season.
Like a little light citrus note.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Very light, very faint, but it's there. It's kind of like the other. That's my guilt.
Yeah, we're trying to hit on the Golden Girls. I got Betty White. She's funny, Cody. She's funny. She makes me laugh.
She pays for my shit, so she gets to go.
How'd you end up with him? Her JB, whatever. She paid my credit off. But yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and sip my bad boy. Let me get a look real quick, one time. Oh, she's very happy. Wow.
I do look happy to talk to you.
Yeah.
Oh, your teeth about to fall out.
You know what they look like? They look like one of those Dick Popper commercials. For the pills and shit. But it's always wet.
Yeah,
smile. That's exactly what they look like.
Yeah, instead of walking at regular speed.
Yeah.
Of course, usually in slow motion.
I think that's what they just came out of. I think they just came out of.
Real happy.
Yeah.
You know, ain't gonna fight shit like that every day.
No, and now, like.
That motherfucker hit his speed.
Oh, wow, they can even sit on the bench and be happy now, whatever stuff. Wow, couple goal right there. Yeah. That's like when me and Cody leave a, why not? It's Valentine's, it's not
anymore. Oh, March Madness.
Did we not show the gift of love last week?
Well, she can tell.
Yeah, there's no love there. We gave it 0.5s, right?
Yeah.
Yes. fucking stuck. Oh, that was a lame it. But we made up for it afterwards.
Oh, especially your ass.
And $700. $700.
And after the afterwards, too.
You should have seen me driving home that night, whatever. I was just like, God damn it, I shouldn't let Cody talk me into going there. I said, damn it. But I had a great time.
That's all that matters.
And then I thought I had a certain amount of...
That's what you got to take into account. You know you had that post-strip club syndrome when you leave.
Oh, I had more than that.
You rolled punches.
I mean, we didn't get to talk about that, but if you could describe the look on my face when I left that...
Like I said, he looked like going 12 rounds with Tyson.
Yeah. Did I win?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not at all.
Yeah. I kind of figured that
she
out.
She came out unscathed. Unnappy. Yo ass. Like Bruce Banner, I think turned the whole shit. Like a lonely man thing.
I love the look on your face. I think your comment was after the whole kiss, and she was like, "Don't you ever forget me," or whatever. You was like, "What the fuck happened there?" So I was just like, and I just looked at you like defeated, just like
you couldn't get the words out.
And I just looked at him and said, "We need to leave."
Yeah. Well, when I saw that look, I was like, "Oh,
we need to leave. We need to leave now." I said, "I didn't give too much love." Literally and physically. Yeah. But let's go ahead and sip these things. Cheers.
Cheers. What's that again?
Nika's single malt. Coffee single malt. So it's the opposite version of
the
one we had. Yeah, so we've had the grain one on the show.
Oh.
See, people tend to like this one more than the grain one. I'm a big fan of the coffee grain myself over the malt. But this one is nice and smooth. I just like that one more because of the coffee it's still in it.
This one's a lot sweeter than the very good though.
Oh, without a doubt, Bale 8 is super sweet and shit.
Very sweet.
Yeah, it comes off with the dark aroma, the scent or whatever stuff, but then the sip and the finish, very sugary almost.
It's not really, I'm like kind of famous with it.
Like Screwball.
Sure. Yeah.
Everyone's favorite whiskey, right? Right?
Everyone loves Screwball.
Yeah, everyone loves Screwball. Peanut butter whiskey. Great idea, right?
Yeah, adjunct whiskey. Who doesn't like adjunct whiskey?
If someone wants to buy us a bottle of that, I'll be happy to make peanut butter jelly shot for Cody, man.
And I'll give it to somebody else. Like, hey,
here you go.
Yeah. Courtesy of the last.
Because every time I come up with that idea of doing that for Cody, I go like, I'm not spending my money on that bottle.
I ain't drinking that shit.
But you won't know it.
No, I won't know it.
That's because you won't know about it, bitch. Oh. If anybody catches that reference. Where did that reference come from? Yeah, I'm sure, Stewart's age group, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't get that reference.
Hey, what is that?
What is that? That motherfucker questioned my dancing, by the way, on Twitter.
Oh,
yeah. He was just like, all this talk of JB's dancing and we never see video. How the fuck am I supposed to record this, Cody? When I'm the one dancing.
No, I actually got a video on my old phone from dancing at the Halloween party.
Oh. Please answer that question, though, Cody. If I'm the one on the dance floor, how am I going to record this?
Yeah, you can. It's possible. Unless you fucking selfie. How about you can't selfie and dance at the same time?
Why would I do that?
Yeah.
That's lame as fuck. Why would I do that?
I know people can do that, too.
That's lame as shit. Unless I... Cody, can you record this? I'm going to get down.
Yeah,
hey, look, are you cold? Are you cold?
A little braid
hair. Yeah, a little braid hair. I got a thing for braid in here, dude. I'm not gonna lie. I don't either. I really don't care, but I see that wheelchair coming out. I was like, oh, yeah. Hey. Oh, I thought this black dude was with that old Asian lady behind him. I was like, whoa, what's going on here?
Yeah, I know.
Stole my idea. I just couldn't see him because his big ass was covering the other girl up. Yeah, looking like fucking Stephen Cupper. I don't walk over here. She's like, I'm gonna get me a sandwich today.
It's all fun fast.
Yeah. Oh my god. Look at Big Husky. Damn. Anyway, though. So this one's really good. If I gotta drop a rating on this one, Jesus, Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Even across the street, sitting by the window is a bad idea.
Yeah.
Mary Jane Watson. Shit, I'll be your tiger. Or your tigger, whichever you prefer. Whatever. There you go, bro. Anyway, though. Jesus Christ. right.
You can't record these
trips. I gotta tell you, this bar is not a great idea. Oh, even the other one came in, too. Everybody come in. Everybody that walked by us came in. Oh, my God. That's really good. Anyway, though, so, Cody, what are you rating that?
I'm gonna hit this one in 3 weeks.
Yeah, I'm in the same realm with you, man, Cody. Look to your left, right, bottom. And
Jesus Christ.
Shit. You want to go to Anaheim? Real quick. So anyway, oh my lord. It's supposed to rain today, people. All right, look. You would never know that. You alright? Oh, yeah. You would never know it's going to rain today. Yeah, man. The lamest motherfucker I've ever seen. I digress, so.
Sorry.
So you give this a 3. I'm gonna drop a 3 on mine as well, too, explaining the 3 range here. We moving on to the semi-main event now?
Semi-main event, yeah.
Semi-main event. You know, I get a little,
my next one.
You can get a little sip of Wawa. They gave us a wine bottle, which we thought was wine for a minute. I was
what?
Like,
oh, hey.
I was like, okay, she fucked up, whatever.
Wine,
shit.
Wine, shit. Party tonight.
It's literally a water bottle.
Yeah.
Well, not even it's a wine bottle.
A bottle of water.
With water in it. You know what? It probably used to be wine in that
shit.
They said, you put water in that shit instead of your hand. Send in those two same black money. Guys. Yeah. So, my next one here is going to be good old Hibiki Limited Edition.
I got the classic, one of the go-to bourbons out here in the U.S., Knob Creek. One of my first go-to bourbons.
Four Roses is mine.
Well, Four Roses, yeah, that's actually the go-to bourbon.
Yes, yes.
Yes,
okay. Yeah. I saw the stutter in your mouth when I said Four Roses. Like, well, let me rephrase that now. Hold on, let me, now, Four Roses is the, but this is the one.
First one.
Yes. Cody switched that shit around. He's like, now, when I say the, I meant the.
Yes.
The Knob Creek is mine.
Ye go.
Yes. Four Roses is the. Knob Creek is the. So, very different meanings. You just gotta listen to it or whatever, and you can hear the reflection. I see it in his eyes.
About cadence.
Yeah, yeah. So, oh my lord, that limited edition of Vicky. Go ahead and smell that. Got a nice little, a little sugar cane. Yeah, go ahead and get another whiff of that right there. That limited edition one, you know, great.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it's got like this sugar cane smell to it or whatever and stuff. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. It tastes like the lemon lime. Oh, it smells like the lemon lime.
But not pretty sure. Fucking excellent. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to probably use a canning glass.
No, not really.
Oh, you so?
Yeah, it's the whiskey.
I think so. Knob Creek is like this. It's been a while since.
There's so many different Knob Creeks nowadays. Whatever. Probably what you were drinking before, probably just single barrel Knob Creeks. Whatever. But nowadays, that single barrel Knob Creek is not even really sold anymore. Knob Creek is like advanced so much by now, it's not even no longer what it used to be.
Basically,
party back there. Party. So, it's time to sip this, sir.
Cheers.
This is nice and
nice
smooth.
Caramel toffee.
Caramel's all up in this right here. This tastes just like it smells.
Woodiness in the finish. I love the burn. Burn.
And that Knob Creek, there's a toast to it. There's like a toasty charcoal.
Okay, I haven't tried this one.
No.
Knob Creek, I used to try the burn last much longer.
Yeah, you're thinking of the regular, like, store-bought Knob Creek, whatever.
This is much better.
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah. I'm telling you, Knob Creek is, like, stepped up way more than this era.
Really?
The Knob Creek that you see at bars and shit like that, that's the Knob Creek that they sell, like, at Ralph's.
Yeah.
Like,
that's what I'm just saying.
Yeah. This bar, I don't think this bar has that.
They didn't specify what Knob Creek was.
No, they just said
it's Knob Creek.
Yeah.
Yeah, they said the regular Knob Creek.
I can tell by that color, it's not the normal one.
This is black.
Okay, that color is nowhere near the regular Knob Creek, whatever. This right here. Ooh. Quote Martin Lawrence from his stand up run, tell that. Fucking with that. Oh, wait. Look, he's just it.
Yeah, bourbon was a good choice for that.
I can sip this all day. It's nice, it's smooth, it's cool. I thought she was pulling that booster seat out for me, and I was like, wait a minute, hold on. I can see. What are you talking about here? I don't need that today. Jesus, I don't need it today. It wouldn't be a burn. I mean, I need it in most places, but not here. You know? Yeah. Don't do that to me now. I got potential in here. That old lady, I'm winning her over. I'm about to show her all the opportunity. I'm about to make all 95 years of her life worth it right here. Like, shit.
The last 2 years.
Yeah, I'm going to be like, you're dealing with a godfather?
Check.
I can't even use the godfather line on her either, but she'd be like, in my day, I was the godfather. Like, oh, look at this one right here. Wow. She's like, I have 3 godfathers. I'm like, holy shit, man. 3 godfathers. Man. Where do I even stand at? You're number 5 right now. I'm like, where'd number 4 happen to? Oh, he died. But somehow he still manages to be better than you. I was like, oh. So,
oh man, yeah. She's got a great smile.
Yeah, this is, ooh. Oh, that finish. Oh.
Bird's hitting something else right now.
Ooh. That finish just hit on my left side or whatever. Just hit right through the throat right there and just said, here you go, JP. Right there. Yeah. Like I said, you would never know it's gonna rain today in here. Yeah, so
that's something we don't. Weather's just lying.
Yeah. Here I am in like fucking rain clothes, whatever and shit. Everybody else is not. So yeah. Wow. So I'm gonna give the women in here. I'm gonna give them a 5. The last rock.
They get the last rock.
Yeah, they get the last rock. Definitely. Whatever. And that's the end of the sexcapade podcast. Whatever stuff. Yeah. I'm your godfather of loving. I'm Jamie.
Godfather telling Jamie, don't do it.
He's godfather saying, you spent how much? Why didn't you stop me? I told Cody so many times, I ain't going to that ATM machine. Yeah. How many times did you see me walk to the ATM?
That's a sick man. This is the 5th time it's been to the ATM machine.
Like, how many times, like, we got set? Oh, my. Oh, Kurt, don't even look at. Don't even look what you passed. They ran across the street. There were 2 of them. Tall one and a short chair, whatever. Right there, outside, right here. Here we go, right here. Oh, but they're coming in. They're coming in right now, whatever. So, one looks Latino, one looks white. Well, actually, one is white, whatever. So, yeah, right behind you now. There, here we go. Turn that corner right there. There you go, right there. And, oh shit, that shit splashed my eyes. So. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Roll reverse, I'll get the tall ones. But it was only 5 times I went to the ATM machine. Maybe 6, but who cares? You should have seen all the receipts in my back pocket, though. It was just like, oh lord.
That belly game. Shit, man. I was like, biggest like, what the hell is going on? Did I hit my ass? Oh no, shit, receipts.
I literally told Cody so many times, I ain't going to the ATM machine. I ain't going there. And somehow we got separated.
Yeah. I got the first VIP.
You were talking to a girl, and then that one girl I first liked, she like snuck up behind me and said, like, get the bathroom real quick. And I said, well, yes, I would. And then I vanished. And by the time I came back, I think Cody was already at a booth or he was gone already. And I must have went to this machine. Because, mind you, that was the last time I saw Cody for the rest of the night.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that was it. I ain't seen him until he saw me look defeated. I was just like,
yeah, dude, this is a real sick couple of you right here.
Oh, my lord.
Sorry, go for the tangent.
Yeah, but it was incredibly bad. And amazing, I must say.
Yeah, whiskey, though, yeah.
Yeah.
Not pretty good, but pretty dumb. Pretty dumb. Third drop.
Yeah, I'm going to go. You know, here's my thing about Vicky Limited or whatever. The Vicky bottles are not as good as the age statement bottles, whatever and stuff. So, and me and my bias, whatever, because Vicky is my shit and Suntory is my craft or whatever. I can never just rate a regular non-age bottle over an age statement bottle. So, yeah, I'm going 2.5 in my Vicky right here. Now, had this been a 12, 17, or 21, oh, yeah, we're getting last drop right now. But I can't put this at a 3 or whatever. So, yeah, I'm going 2.5. We apologize for... Actually, we don't apologize.
No, we don't.
You expect this.
You motherfuckers know what this is. Got no formats.
The soccer game is on, people, so everybody's about to get hyped up. About to get hyped up.
Crazy, man.
The third one? Jesus Christ.
That whole quarter right
there. Yeah, man. That
must have been crazy.
Yeah. That must be long down there. So, people, it's main event time. It's time, Cody.
I got five on you.
So we get into the last one. I got St. George Baller. Booker's. I'm assuming that got to be 2019 edition.
Probably.
Yeah. We've had Booker's on here, but we had 2016. We had 2019. So I want to get a shot real quick, my friend. Oh, my friend, Lord.
Little duet shot.
Yeah, yeah, our little duet. My signature shot, actually. Get it in the middle right there. Yes, sir. And we're hitting the main event now. And St. George Baller. Man, this is a very special baller right here. The first time I got a hold of this was 2016. I saw that design, man. I was just like, that is a beautiful-ass design. I was like, I need a hold of this. The smell on this thing is just fucking fantastic, dude. It's got all those dried, fresh, tropical fruits, though. It's got that caramel flavor. It's almost got, like, that red winery taste to it, along with the sudden hints of Japanese flavor.
I gotta tell you, this Booker's, it's not very aromatic.
Yeah.
Very faint.
Yeah. The 2019 Booker's, the Booker's we had, that's my favorite Booker's, 2016. That batch is so fucking good. 2019, though, I didn't really hear much about
it's
that.
It's so faint, I can't really pick out
the color is beautiful. Color is really beautiful in the book.
I can hold on. I mean, yeah, you think it was all fucking vermin, really open.
Yeah,
you that's really charcoal.
Here, get away from that thing. That will open you up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow, yeah. Goddamn fucking... That's far right
it smells completely different from when you first smelled it, right? Yeah, because he smelled it earlier, and I was like, get away from this.
Yeah, it opened up.
Yeah, it opened up completely right. Oh, man.
I tell you, this aroma's kind of disappointing.
That kid is red as shit. Jesus Christ, that's like a fucking plum. Shit.
He's probably mad at something.
Yeah, like, he's about to shoot up that mall. Like, oh, you better stop him.
Where the fuck did Nintendo Switch?
Yeah, he's like, what's this fucking...
God damn, mom!
What? Bought me some fucking flame. I like how that couple looked over and like, they thought you were a kid. Yeah, it was like that black man needs to control his child. God Lord. Oh, how dare he does that. Oh my Lord. This is like Haven.
Hey man, OC is literally.
Yeah. Oh, that just got ruined. Well,
damn.
Like she took like 20 Xanax pills or something like that or whatever, you know. Like, she just took a nap or whatever.
Leave her alone, man. I'm not about her day like everybody else.
Anyway, like I was saying, man. This is what I do, baby. I gotta tell you, the winner, though, of the bar is the one with the hat back there. The one we first saw.
Oh, yeah.
That's the winner.
I know. Girl, baby.
Oh, without a doubt. But she's got the height, man. I mean, she's everything. You never forget your first, Cody. Cheers, sir.
Cheers.
Last drop.
Last drop. Don't stop, keep pulling.
Oh. Oh.
All right. Another one. The finish, baby.
Another one. It tastes better than the smell. Yeah.
Initial taste is fine, but that finish.
Whenever I tell people you gotta try a bourbon, I always give them Booker's because you're gonna get that burn. You're gonna get that full burn on a motherfucker right there. It's going like, yep. Yeah, so this right here, man, this is. St. George Baller, man, it always comes through, man. This is really fucking good. I like how they lined this up, too.
Yeah.
Perfectly the way for the Rising Sun, by the way. Perfectly lined up on how I would go, too, as far as drinking this. Yeah, man, this is... It's got like that grassy field taste, like a spring drink, whatever. Like a rainbow just shot out of a leprechaun's ass and shit. And it's just,
this book is very earthy.
Oh yeah, like, I would say the same thing. So like, your earthy is like rocks and mountains. Yeah. Mine is like waterfall springs and grass. Shit.
Earthy, spicy, not like hot spicy.
I'm gonna go on this one. Not a last drop, but I'll give it 3.5.
Three is all around with this one.
Yeah. I was gonna go 3 for this one too, but I'm liking this one. Nothing near a last drop, but solid.
Third drop.
Solid collection for the prices too.
Right,
your price was only, you only spent $16. Mine was $30. And mine and plus $20 for fish and chips. So you're looking at about spending, you can spend a good $50 here and get a good bang for your buck, man, whatever, as far as. But you gotta do flights, people. You got to do fucking flights, okay?
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's basically
it's simple as hell, whatever stuff. So. I'm not gonna lie. Part of me wants to do that scholar. It's $155, right? But what I really want is that bucket list. Put the last drop 48-year-old on
that. That's New Year's.
Oh no, that price goes up on New Year's.
Or anniversary.
That shit goes up on
New Year's. I'm not talking about you.
Yeah. I'm gonna say that shit ain't gonna be $300 right now. That shit's gonna be like $500. I should do that for my 48-year-old birthday if I make it.
You won't.
Yeah, I won't. That's, come on, JB. That's pushing it, man.
That's definitely pushing it.
Yeah. So all around, first of all, we gave you drinks, their ravings. What about the bar itself, Cody? What are you looking at here? I don't know if I can give this a last drop.
Taking everything into context, like complaint, are the menu prices.
Yeah. Just the menu, how it's organized.
How it's organized, and yet, and it's a little pricey.
Yeah.
So that's literally my only knock against. Otherwise, it'd be last up. But as it stands, I'm gonna give it a 3.5.
Yeah. I'm right there with you, actually. I don't know. There's something about this place. It's great. It's got that great feel. But, like, usually when we do these bar reviews and I give it a last drop, I know right off the bat when I walk in that this is the last drop. And I don't know what it is about this. Maybe it was the menu, maybe it was. It's not giving me that last drop feel.
Because it's what they're going for. Because remember, bar one.
The Hawk?
That was a dive bar. But
yeah, yeah.
They did dive bar.
Yeah.
Wow, this is, it's how you want to go dive bar, that's how you do dive bar.
Yeah. That was,
this is like an upscale sort of pub, you know, sort of thing.
It is an upscale pub, yeah. I mean, look where it's located.
Yeah.
Shit.
They don't hit it on every mark. They get most of them wrong, but they don't hit all the marks. Therefore, they get on the scale. 3.5 drop. So, excellent score.
Great score.
This is not a legendary pub.
It's like, honestly, too, it's like, I mean, another thing I always take into account, too, is how many times would I drive down here for it? There's so many fucking pubs in LA County, Orange County, whatever.
I think the only way I would go here is I would live down the street and do it happen.
Yeah. Because even for me, for my place, this was a 40-minute drive. For you, I'm assuming it's got to be 55, 40, 45, whatever. So it's like, oh, no, mine was 35, sorry, whatever. Yeah, 35-minute drive. So it's like, 35 minutes, I can go anywhere, whatever, because I'm in the middle of LA and Orange County. So I'm like, I can go here, I can go there, where I've already known and stuff like that. So, I mean, the main thing that caught me, that I love the most, whatever, they have the last drop on the shelf. I could drop a 3.0 on this, but because they have the last drop, I'm going to give it a 3.5 this day, whatever. That's right there. But last drop is a great, I mean, a 3.5 is a great rating, by the way. It just doesn't have that, I got to come back right away.
That extra oomph.
Like, with Barcode, I'm excited to go back here. Mainly because I haven't had that fucking burger for it. But
that's one of my favorite experiences.
Oh, it's so fucking great. Why is it
burger fiasco?
Yeah. It's good. Like a fucking burger. Fuck. But I mean, I love that spot.
That was great. That was great.
The environment there, everything about it was just like last drop material right there and stuff. And everybody, my mother, they love the fucking walls. They love the walls and whatever and shit like that. Mom, not even into that kind of shit. He's like, look, it's Daft Punk up there. I was just like,
yeah, that's a very unique bar. There's no bar like Barker.
Yeah, so this one's a 3.5. So with that said, Cody, man, that's it right there.
That's
right. We're going to wrap things up. Man, look at this old lady right here. She got her Louis Vuitton bag and shit like that. Dude, she can get it, dude.
Hey,
no, she's really... She's like looking at me right now, going like, "You ain't got a chance to hell with me, black man. Come on now." She's like, "No." She's like, "Please." She's like, "I fucked Kendrick Lamar the other day. Why would I fuck you or whatever and stuff?" So yeah. Well, like always, Cody, we're ending this show right here. I'm your godfather. Well, actually, hold on. Next week, we got something special for you, right? Another bar read.
Brewery.
Well, we visit Brewery X. Yeah, so, and then after that, we mix and match week. Bro's gonna review two different bars that we got there. That guy's listening right there. He's like, oh shit, is that the last drop? Whatever. Sir, it is. It is, sir. Thank you, whatever. He was like, fuck. He just looked, he took a selfie. He kept walking around. He was just like, it's a once in a lifetime experience.
I'm getting ready.
We're gonna run into him again one day.
He's gonna be like, the local bar very soon.
Yeah, yeah. He's gonna be like, I didn't want to bother them. They looked like they were caught in there. Look, his wife is arguing with him now. He's like, you didn't even get their name or something like that. She's cussing him out now. She's like, you stupid motherfucker. I can't believe I married you. You're not gonna say what's up to the last drop guys. God. She's like, you're such a pussy.
Yeah.
God. He's just smiling, just going like,
how the fuck that married?
Yeah, he smiled, he's just like,
hey, wait, you okay?
He's like, I only got 5 more days left to live. So he's just like, hurry up and take me, like, please. But yeah, so it's gonna be an interesting month. It's drop madness right here. The last madness. So with that said, Cody, I'm your godfather Whiskey. I'm JB.
I'm the godfather Craft Beer Cody.
And we don't know how well you guys can hear us because we just got louder in here, but
it works out.
Whatever. We had a good time. So yeah, so
I had my fun.
Yeah.
I don't know about you.
Livers will never be the same.
Glasses will never be dry.